This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We make choices. And sometimes we make a choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. Allah guides us to la ilaha illallah and keeps us firm in the deen of Allah. And there are some who make just one choice. They make a mistake. Iblis, who used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the very beginning with the angels, his status was so high, he was with the angels themselves. Yet, when he had arrogance in his heart and refused to bow down and make sujood to Adam when Allah ordered him to do so, at that moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed him. And that's why you have to be very careful. You never know when that moment of guidance is. And you never know when that moment of, you know, the moment of the a person straying. And that's why when a person stays on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tries to keep firm upon the path of Allah and works on it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue. But it only takes one action that contradicts what we do, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guides whom He pleases. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah does not guide whom you love, O Muhammad, but He guides whomsoever He pleases. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the mother of Musa that he would be returned to him. How is that going to happen? She doesn't know. When she puts him into the water, into the sea, and the basket is taken away from her, she's very concerned and she doesn't know. But she puts her trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find a way, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it so that the baby will return to her, whether the people like it or not. So when the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the promise of Allah is given, you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it happen. And so the baby now is in the palace. Prophet Musa alayhi salam is a baby. He is in the palace of Fir'aun. The palace of Fir'aun, one of the most treacherous, most evil of those who have ever walked on the face of this earth. I mean, who's more evil than someone who doesn't care about babies being slaughtered? Every baby of Bani Israel is being slaughtered in front of their mothers. What kind of heart do you have? Is there an ounce of mercy in a person's heart that can allow something like that to happen? Not only allow it, order something like that to happen. That is Fir'aun. But even though he was in that particular, who he was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still sent him again. Prophet Musa will come back. And what is he going to do? He's going to call him to Islam. Call him to la ilaha illallah in the end. So Prophet Musa alayhi salam now is in the palace. Who is he going to do? See, this is the amazing story. You know, some of the best stories. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. We relate to you the best of stories. And so the best of stories are that which is very, very, very ironic, or it has a lot of facts, that, you know, unexpected things that happen. Like, this is a person. This is why he wanted to kill all the babies to start with. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show people that no matter what you try to do, if no matter how you do it, if Allah is going to decree it, you will not be able to kill that baby that you wanted to kill to start with. You kill everybody else, but that one baby, not only will you not be able to kill the baby, that your destruction will be in his hands as a result of, you know, he will be your enemy, right? He's going to be your enemy. He's the enemy of Allah and his enemy also. He not only that, he will raise his own enemy in his own palace, eating his own food, taking care of him, nurturing him, protecting him. You know what you want to do? You want to kill all the babies. No mercy at all whatsoever. But who, which baby is the one that's going to live under your care, under your protection, under your nurturing? Who is the baby that you wanted to kill, but you couldn't, and you didn't even know it? Then that's why the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is to teach us, you put your trust in Allah. You put your trust in Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. You put your trust in Allah and know that Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِي, Allah is the one who fulfills all his affairs and his orders. If he wants something to happen, إِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُمْ فَيَكُونَ, all he has to do is say, and it is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's very subtle in the things that happen. Very subtle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of his names is Al-Latif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is very subtle. What is subtle? Subtle is gentle, and yet at the same time also, he is the one who takes care of things, and things will happen without you even realizing it. There are so many things that happen to you, that's why you put your trust in Allah. When you do something, just be obedient to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of things. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so that he grew up in that palace. Prophet Musa alayhi salam grew up in that palace, but when he first arrived, he would not, you know, of all the women in the palace, and all the women they could find, he would not suckle. And you know, in the old days, the only thing that nourishes a baby before that baby eats is what? The only thing is the breast milk. If it doesn't get the nutrients, nourishment, and food from the breast milk, then there's no other option. You know, like nowadays, what do you have? You have like formula milk. You have all kinds, right? You can just give the baby, and the baby's sucking just like it. He thinks it's just the way that he's eating and nourishing himself is the way Allah created it. And so we have a bottle that is made just like it's the mother. And so he can drink from it. But in the old days, what do you have? They didn't have anything. You can't just pour it in, he's going to choke. And the baby is not used to eating. The baby doesn't know how to drink even. The only thing that it knows how to do is, you know, breastfeed to nourish himself from the mother. And that's the only way. And so he refuses to do so. And of course, who's worried right now? Who's worried? There are two people who are extremely worried. Two people who? One is the mother of Musa alayhi salam. She's worried. She doesn't know where her son is. And then she also, of course, the queen is worried now. She loves this baby. The baby, this wonderful baby, has almost just like been gifted to her. And she loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put the love of Prophet Musa in her heart. And when he's not eating, she's a little bit worried. And so what lam yaqbal hadiyaha hatta ashfaqat alayhim ra'atu fir'aun, that she was worried and concerned, because if he's not going to take any of the milk, then he's going to die. So he's worried about the health and survival of this baby. She doesn't know why, but this baby for some reason will not suckle from anyone. And so she was very, very sad. The queen, of course, Asiya, was very, very sad. And afterwards, now the people who, because she's a queen, of course, you can order people. And she's asking, we have a problem in the household, in the palace. She's telling the people in the marketplace, or she's ordering somebody to go out and look in order to see who is there. Is there anyone who knows of, you know, in the old days, sometimes the mother dies because of childbirth. And it was something that was much more common than now. Somebody gives birth and they die because of childbirth. And then the baby survives. Who takes care of that baby? Who suckles that baby? Who sometimes they have to hire people. They have, because not everyone has milk. Right? So you have to have someone who has just given birth. And also now you have another problem, right? You can't find people who are breastfeeding. And also amongst Bani Israel, of course, it's very, very difficult because the babies are being killed also, right? And so most people are like thinking they don't want to have babies in this year, maybe next year. So, you know, people are trying, but sometimes, it's very difficult to find someone to suckle the baby. And so they go to the marketplace and they're asking. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way that Prophet Musa's mother is able to return or to have him back. Of course, she's extremely worried. She doesn't know if he's alive or not. And then the news comes. News comes from who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Taha. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ تَمْشِي أُخْتُكَ فَتَقُولُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى مَنْ يَكْفُلُهُ. And so, إِذْ تَمْشِي أُخْتُكَ. And remember, when your sister, was in the marketplace, right? She is looking, she's there. And of course, now there's an announcement from the palace. Like, who's going to take care of this baby? And who knows? A woman, this baby is not normal. We need a very, very special person who all babies, like, you know, because there are some people who are like, who do this, like they have breast milk, right? Believe it or not, before. And if you continue to breastfeed, even though your children are old, does the breast milk end? Even if your baby stops, if you continue to breastfeed other babies, you will continue to produce the milk, right? You will continue to produce the milk. And so in the old days, they had some women who had, they had babies long time ago, right? And so, but they're almost like their job, some of the wealthy people, right? They would hire these people. Hey, can you feed my children? Take care and breastfeed my children for me. And they would not have any children. It's been years, but you know, if they don't, the amazing thing is the body, Allah, the way Allah created us, created women, if they continue to breastfeed, they will continue to have milk. They will continue to produce milk. As soon as they stop, then it stops also. It doesn't continue. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't control that. We don't say, okay, there's a switch, let me turn it on, let me turn it off. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it if you continue to do so. So there was actually some woman who used to always breastfeed others, and that was like sort of almost their job, and they would get paid for it. Like they would get paid for it. You know how you have sometimes maids, you have people who take care. If you're going to take care of a baby and that baby doesn't eat, you better be able to feed the baby. So if you're able to do that, you have more people coming. Let's say, you know, they're traveling, or the mother passed away, or a baby that we in the community, there's a baby that, you know, needs to be taken care of, and someone needs to breastfeed the baby. Then sometimes they hire them. And so that was what used to happen in the old days. And so his sister, Prophet Musa alayhi salam's sister, is in the marketplace. And the announcement is made, and she says, I know someone who no babies will reject. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَرَجَعْنَاكَ إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ فَرَجَعْنَاكَ إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ And we returned you to your mother. كَيْتَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنَ So that she could again be in a state of peace and happiness and not be concerned and sad. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this was also, of course, this was وَفَتَنَّكَ فُتُونَ And after this, of course, the trials and tribulations that happened during the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam was continuous, and this is what we're talking about. فَأَصْبَحَتْ أُمُّ مُوسَى وَالِهَةً I mean, this, the mother of Prophet Musa, of course, was very, very concerned. And how did his sister end up finding him? Because the mother, his mother, Prophet Musa's mother says, go look for him. Go see, maybe you find somebody. Somebody picked him up or something. I just want news about it. She put it in hopes that, you know, that somebody will find. She was ordered to do this. And so she did it, not knowing what's going to happen to him. And so his sister, she sends, the mother sends her daughter to look for Prophet Musa alayhi salam, the brother. And so she says, "Hal tasma'ina lahu dhikra?" Like, go and see if you can see if anybody's mentioned anything about it in the town, in the city. Because sometimes when you find a baby, people are going to talk about it, right? People are going to talk about it. Ahayu nibni? Am qad akalathu ad-dawab. So, you know, is my baby still alive? Or have the beasts and the animals eaten him already? And she and the Prophet ﷺ, and actually here Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions, he said, وَنَسْيَتْ مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ وَعَدَهَا فِيهِ And so she forgot what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised her. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise her? That you will get the baby back. The baby will come, you don't worry, you will get the baby back. And so sometimes here, and you know, we have this hadith, right? And you know, when Abdullah ibn Abbas narrates something, there are certain things that can only be taken from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? And there are certain things that sometimes they can be taken from Bani Israel, Israeliyat. But one of the things that we learn is that the shaitan makes you forget. The shaitan makes you forget the promise of Allah. And so that's why we have to remind each other. Everybody knows, right? Everyone knows that when you give for the sake of Allah, Allah gives back to you. Everybody knows that when you do good, inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you greatly. We know that. But sometimes we need to be reminded because we forget. We need to be reminded. So even Prophet Musa's mother, she forgot. She forgot. And so listen to what she did. She still, of course, she kept on going. And the thing that she forgot was when she says, "Ahayyun ibni, am qad akalathu ad-dawab?" Like, I don't know if my son died. She forgot. What was the promise? That he won't die. He's not going to die. And so this was also in the story of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised his mother, his father. His father, of course, again, the story of Prophet Yusuf, again, is an amazing story. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam that he would be united again with his son. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how did he know? Or how, from what? From the dream, right? So he knows that the dream dreams are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are dreams that are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So based on that dream, this whole time that he's separated from Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, he still has hope. He never gave up hope. And that's why when he eventually, when Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam came back, right, he, remember at the end, he says, Ya bani idhabu fatahassasu mi Yusuf. So, oh my children, go look for Yusuf. Go look for Yusuf. There's a correlation also. Yusuf who came from where? Yusuf, the one who came as a young boy to Egypt. His father was also looking for him. Look for anything. But at the end, it was at the end, he says, Ya bani idhabu fatahassasu mi Yusuf. And this is like many years later. We're not talking about the same week or same few days as in the story of Prophet Musa. Many years later, Ya bani idhabu fatahassasu mi Yusuf wa akhihi wa la tayasu min rahillah. Do not lose hope in the comforting mercy of Allah. Innahu la yayasu min rahillah illa al-qawm al-kafirun. Nobody loses hope in the comforting mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except for disbelievers. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised Prophet Ya'qub. And He promised Prophet Ya'qub from the very beginning that he would have his son, would eventually come back. And that's why when he did find him back, فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاءَهُ الْبَشِيرُ أَلْقَاهُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. And when the person bearing the glad tidings and the good news came to Prophet Ya'qub, he tossed that shirt of Prophet Yusuf on his face and he was able to see again. And he realized what? Yusuf was alive. And he says, قَالْ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. He said, did you not know? Do you not remember that I know from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which you do not know? Did you not know that? So Prophet Ya'qub, he knew that, right? He knew and he believed. But even though he knew and he believed, was it hard for him? It was very difficult for him. It was so difficult for him that he used to cry. And he used to cry until he became blind. Because of his great love for his son. And he still had hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, of course, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ. Did I not tell you that I إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know from Allah that which you did not know. The glad tidings were from the beginning. Prophet and the mother of Prophet Musa alayhi salam was given the glad tidings. Yeah, you will get back. We will return him to you. And so sometimes it's not wrong. You know, we know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises us. Being patient, but it's not easy. It's not easy. It's still difficult. We know that if someone passes away, if our child passes away, and we're patient, Allah will give us Jannah. But is it easy? It's not easy because we're humans. We become sad over things that happen. And that's why when we lose things in this world, sometimes the biggest problem isn't always the problem. The biggest problem is us thinking that the problem is bigger than what it really is. Sometimes, it's okay. It's okay to cry. It's okay to let out your emotions. It's normal. It's okay to, you know, even when things happen to you, it's okay to be angry, but you don't show that anger. You don't put it into action. Even though when the Prophet ﷺ said, do not get angry. It's normal for every human to be angry, but people show it differently. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيُّ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ, those who hold back their rage. They're angry. but they control it. They don't allow it to make them do things that are displeasing to Allah. So when calamities befall upon us, we know the promise of Allah. We know the promise of Allah, but we should be patient. Meaning patience in what? Patience in holding ourselves back from doing anything that's displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when a calamity befalls upon us. When a calamity befalls upon us. And so, when Prophet Musa alayhi salam, when they couldn't find anyone for Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and he wouldn't suckle or breastfeed or suckle from anyone else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned him, and of course his sister, when he says, أَنَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ. He said, let me, I know a family that will be able to take care of him. Which means what? What's going to happen? Where is he going to be? He's going to be returned to his mother. Like, hey, this family, you know a family that he will actually suckle? Yeah, I know a family that will take care of him. But not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Prophet Musa away to the palace and then brought Prophet Musa back to his mother. And you know what else? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forced Fir'aun to pay for it. Give her salary also. Like, you know, you feed your own baby and you're getting paid for it. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous? Like, you think by putting it into that, by putting that into, putting the baby into the river, that, oh, that's such a great calamity. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. He returns him back to his mother, and she breastfeeds him, and she gets paid to do it. Ya Allah. She gets paid to breastfeed her own son. And also, who's going to be protecting this baby? The king, or the security guards, everybody protecting him. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can plan, and people will plan, but know that the best of planners is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. And so, not only that, there's like, you know, take care of him really well, okay? The queen loves this baby. You take care of him really well. And so they're, of course, they're paying. She's not getting paid just like any other person, right? This is paid from the royal family. You take care of him and you're going to get paid multiplied, magnified. Your reward is also magnified. And you're going to get the best treatment also. And when he, when his mother finally got a hold of him back, he started sucking, and he drank until he was full, and so everybody's happy. The kid, the queen, is relieved. Oh, he's not gonna die. You know, we found somebody. And the mother is like smiling, like, hey, you guys, this is my baby. You bring her back and you're gonna pay me to do it also. Ya Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planner. And so immediately they go back to the mother, the queen, and they tell the queen, like, we found somebody. Like, it's okay, he's going to be okay. We found somebody. And so she's happy also. She's very, very happy. And so when she saw, of course, the queen now comes and sees, you know, the Musa suckling, and she says, just keep him with you, you know, just take care of him. He'll take care of, I'm going to leave my son here with you. My son, whose son is this? I'm going to leave my son here with you. And you take care of him. Because there is nothing more beloved to me. This son of mine, this son here is very beloved to me. So there are two. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him two people, his own mother and the queen, two people that love him so much, that love him so much, that will raise him, take care of him, and raise him also. He will eventually grow up in the household of Fir'aun, grow up in the household of Fir'aun. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He tells us to do something, وَمَا يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, whoever has taqwa. And what is taqwa? What is taqwa? Taqwa is from the word wiqaya, protecting oneself. When you have taqwa, there are two main aspects of taqwa. One aspect of it is to do all that is pleasing to Allah. And the other is staying away from all that's displeasing to Allah. And if you can do that, do all that which is pleasing to Allah, as much as you can to please Allah, and stay away from that which is displeasing to Allah. And avoid things that are, you know, that are displeasing to Allah and that are doubtful also. Why? Because taqwa means you're careful. And that's why when Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was asked what taqwa, you know, when Umar al-Khattab, you know, was asked what taqwa was. What is taqwa? And he said, what is the definition? What is taqwa? He said, have you ever walked in an area that with a lot of thorns? Like, what do you do? When you walk in the area, he said, when you walk in the area with a lot of thorns, the first thing you do is what? You pull up your izar. Why do you pull up your izar? Isn't it supposed to protect you? No. Because if you don't pull up your izar, it gets stuck. It gets stuck to your, the thorns will prick you, and it gets stuck to your clothing, your izar. And then if you're walking, you don't want it to prick you, so what do? Every step that you take, you're careful. And so in life, a person who has taqwa, before they do anything, they're afraid of that thorn pricking them. And what is that thorn? The thorn is that which is in disobedience of Allah. So yeah, is this okay? Can I stop? Can I walk here? Can I put my foot here? Can I step here? If I don't, then I'm going to be hurt. I'm going to be harmed. So your carefulness, your cautiousness. And why are you doing this? Because you're aware that Allah knows. So the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you do that, you have taqwa Allah, Allah will always open a way for you. Allah will make things easy for you. And there are so many things in life, sometimes we don't realize. We don't realize that some of those things that are happening, in the end, they become good for us. And we don't see it. Just like Prophet Musa alayhi salam, when he or his mother, when Prophet Musa's mother put him into the sea, she didn't know what was going to happen, but if Allah told him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it to her, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired her to do this, she knows that this is an inspiration from Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care. And even Hajar in the middle of the desert, nobody there, but she puts her trust in Allah, and she's patient. And she doesn't, you know, she's still worried, and she does all that she can. Just like Prophet Musa's mother, what does she do? She's going, go after her, go look, go see. You know, it's okay. Yes, Allah promised you, but you still have to go. And that's why putting your trust in Allah, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَقُّلِ. If you were to truly put your trust in Allah the way that you should, لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرُزُقُ الطَّيِّرِ, He would provide for you just like He provides for the birds. The birds, تَغْدُو خِمَاصَ وَتَرُوحُ بِطَعْلَ, it goes out in the morning with an empty stomach and it comes back with a full stomach. And the example is very beautiful because we learn so many things about it. What time does a bird go out? Early in the morning. does it wait until noontime and then it leaves its nest? No. When do you hear the birds? Before everything else, before you hear the sound of cars, before you hear the people getting up, what do you hear? You hear the sound of birds. The birds chirping, right? They're already out. They're already out there. And you know, so you go out there early. Like I know some brothers, right? I mean, if you're an Uber driver, right, when do you go? Early in the morning. That's where all the, what kind of rides? That's the best rides to the airport. Busy, right, all the time. Yeah, make the most money, right? No traffic, right? Everything's easy for you. You don't have to fight with everybody else, right? By the time you're tired and everybody wakes up, you already got most of the money for the day, inshallah. Right? Go early in the morning. You don't need to go on during the bad times, right? Let all those guys go sleep, go home. Shayateen, they're gone already. If the good people are all going to work, right? And so early in the morning you go out. Just go out early in the morning, put your trust in Allah. The birds go out in the morning. Because al-barakat fi bukuri ummati, the barakah is in the more early hours of my ummah. And that's why if you need to do something, take advantage of that barakah. Take advantage of that barakah. What is barakah? You have so much increase in blessing in your time and your wealth and everything that in your actions, everything that you do. Sleep early and wake up early. تَغْدُو خِمَاصًا وَتَرُوحَ بِطَانًا. But the lesson here is that the bird, when you put its trust in Allah, Allah will provide you just like the birds. I mean, if you act like the birds, then Allah will provide for you just like He provides for the bird. The bird didn't just sit there and wait. No, he doesn't sit there and wait. And he doesn't wait for anything. That's why they say what? The early bird gets the worm. Everybody knows that the early bird gets the worm. That's the barakah. Even non-Muslims know that. Right, you go to any culture, any country, you'll see that everybody tells you that, you know, if you want to be successful, wake up early in the morning. And you know who, whether it's the sunnah of Allah, and if you lead up or you read about these billionaires, you know, the super wealthy people, do you know what time they wake up? They wake up really early. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a deen that guides us to waking up early. After Fajr, come to the masjid to pray, sit down and remember Allah, make dhikr, and then you go out to work early in the morning, Allah puts barakah in. So the lesson here also is that when you truly put your trust in Allah, that you do all that you can, you go out and you do all that you can, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill His promise. Allah does not break His promise. When Allah promises you that Allah will take care of you, just like He takes care of the birds, just go and do what you need to do. You don't just stay there. You put your trust in Allah. Just like Hajar, she put her trust in Allah. But did she just sit there and just say, Ya Allah, you know, I know You're going to take care of me. What did she do? She went back and forth. And she was worried and concerned. But what do? You use that concern to do what? Now you might say, why does a believer have to be worried then? You don't have to worry. No. It's normal for a person to worry, but use that in a good way. So when you're worried, what do? Who do you turn to? Turn to Allah. When you're worried, what do? You increase your prayers. When you're worried, what do? You make dhikr and you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the believer isn't someone who never worries and never is sad, no. But when sadness befalls upon them, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why he says, you know, I use Prophet Yaqub says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. So his children and his grandchildren, They're saying, why are you doing all that? Why are you torturing yourself in such a way, as if to say that, right? And then he says, فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَ عَلَى يُوسُفْ. He still remembers Yusuf, his love for Yusuf. And he's crying until his eyes become white, meaning he becomes blind. And his children, they are very, very compassionate towards him, his grandchildren, his family. And he's saying this, and he's not saying it to them. Is he complaining to them? No. فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ, he turns away from them. And who is he addressing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And I know from Allah that which you do not know. Right? And I know from Allah that which you do not know. So from the progeny of Prophet Musa, of Prophet Yusuf, came Prophet Musa. And Prophet Musa also, the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, his brothers took him. But Prophet Musa alayhi, his mother, now this is a woman, his mother. And some people might say, right? You know, they might say the stories are amazing. It's for everybody. The Quran is so amazing. It's for everybody. In the story of Prophet Yusuf, one of the questions that people are always asking me when I teach it, they say, "Where's his mother?" All we hear is Prophet Yaqub. All these men. Where's her brother? Where are the sisters? There's no sisters even mentioned. There's no sister here. And there's no mother that's even mentioned. Who's Prophet Yusuf's mother? Is there anything mentioned in Surah Yusuf about his mother? By name or anything like that? No. And so some of the brothers are like, Where is it at? Why is there no mentioning? Well, let's go to the next prophet that comes after Prophet Yusuf. Prophet Musa, where's the father mentioned? Right. Where are the brothers mentioned? Nah, the sister here. Sister's helping out. Hey, the brother's trying to kill Yusuf. This sister's helping out. Right? And the mother is the one who's inspired. And she, it's not taken away from her. With her compassion, her love, the love of the mother here. And the story of Prophet Yusuf, the love of the father. Ya Allah, there's an example for everybody. Right? There's an example for everybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all just. And so sometimes some people, they just focus on certain things. Prophet Yusuf, Prophet Yaqub, Prophet Musa, the Prophet Isa, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, each one has examples for everybody. And the Qur'an is so beautiful. And the stories of the Qur'an are so amazing. So amazing. I know we have so much more to cover in the story, inshallah. We'll continue again, actually. Until we finish the hadith. And so what is this about? We're speaking about the story of Prophet Musa as told to us by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. As told to us by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. So inshallah we'll continue again in the next sessions that we have about the story of Prophet Musa. But I just wanted to stop. Sometimes you just tell the details, but you don't mention the lessons. But there are so many lessons that we can extract from when something has happened in our life, we can remember some of these lessons. Because these are people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran as examples for us. As examples for us on how to behave, how to be patient, how to put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And what do you do? Because they're humans also, and they have feelings. They're worried, they're concerned. They're saddened by things that happen. So how did they deal with that? So the solution is in the Qur'an. All the problems that we have, The solution is in the Quran. And every time you read the Quran, you will find, inshallah, a solution to your problem. So every time you read it, when you hear the stories, try to extract the lessons. And sometimes Allah guides you because of this verse. Next month, it's another verse. Next year, it's another verse. And it's one of the amazing, the mu'jiza, the miracle of the Quran. The way, the order that it's put, and the way it's put. What is in the beginning of the Quran, what is the end of the Quran. It's all by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why you'll see some people trying to flip this and to say, you know, they'll have a Quran with verses based on revelation. I mean, if somebody wants to do that to learn what was revealed first, it's okay. But the best place and the best order is already there. It's already there. You don't need to change that. We don't need to change that and flip this and flip that. And the best stories are the stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ وَإِن كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us that which benefits us and benefit us from that which has taught us. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.